Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. As an avid traveler, global nomad, and someone who considers themselves a citizen of the world, I want to say welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. My hope in creating this podcast is to inspire you to take the leap of faith and to design the life of your dreams. For me, that includes connecting with like-minded individuals and creating a community of souls living their best lives out, in, and around the world. Each week, you'll hear stories and conversations from fellow travelers who have figured out how to incorporate travel as a key component in their daily lives. Their stories are beautiful and inspiring, just like you. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. So let's do this. Here we go. Hello, 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 beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. I am excited about today's Travel Talk episode as it's a topic that has been near and dear to my heart these last couple of years. The genesis comes from this week's episode with Valentina Merico of Solo Vale Travel. Her episode dropped earlier in the week, so if you haven't tuned into it, check it out. It is episode number 63. I loved my interview with Valentina. She is such a free spirit and passionate woman who is currently traveling around her home country of Italy on a little Honda scooter. I mean, Italian stereotypes aside, right? But after years away and a lot more experience traveling the globe, she decided to come back home to her home country and discover the beauties it had to offer. She decided to play tourist at home and see what it's like to focus on the positives around her and look at her country with fresh eyes. She had been gone a couple of years and decided to come home and see what her country had to offer. For many of us, travel fills our soul and we spend endless hours dreaming of trips we'll take and mindlessly searching Skyscanner and setting up flight alerts on Google. So the thing I love about Valentina's philosophy is that it's an easy concept that you can do anytime and anywhere. I know for me personally, it's easy to look at far-flung places on the map or just a few minutes scrolling my Instagram feed with a little tinge of jealousy at all the amazing journeys people are on, and it's easy for me to neglect where I am. I know for me, I forget that people come from all over the world to visit places near me. So Valentina's message is a good reminder for me to play tourist in my own area. I really do believe that travel isn't always about jumping on a plane and going to a far-off destination, even though that is something that I truly love. Sometimes it's just looking at a place with fresh eyes or seeing things with a new perspective and doing things a little different right where I am. So taking a card from Valentina's book, I'm heading to a new town this weekend and I'm going to play a little tourist. I'm going to check out an area that even though I've been to, I haven't explored, and I am going to look at the world around me with fresh eyes, take a little time to play tourist in my area, and get that little fix of travel bug that my soul needs. So my question for you today is, what's something you can do to fill that little travel bug inside of you? Is there a neighborhood in your city you haven't explored yet? Or what about that little Ethiopian restaurant across town you've been hearing about? What's a day trip nearby that you can take? Or even, what's that cheesy tourist attraction that people come to your area for, but you would never be caught dead seeing it or visiting? Why don't you check that out? If people come from all over the world or all over long distances to see what's in your area and you haven't done it yet, check it out. See what they see. You never know what you might find on the other side of that. One thing you'll probably find are people visiting your area. And I love having conversations with tourists in my area. It's always a great conversation and gives a good perspective on your day-to-day life from the outside. People might remind you of things that you used to love but have forgotten about in your hometown. Hearing people that are traveling in my area and all of the things that they enjoy or they love or the things they've taken the time to see are always remarkable to me. I love the perspective of fresh new eyes in my little hometown. So how can you play tourist today in your own little area of the world? Let me know. I love hearing what you're doing out in the world and how you are exploring it. So hit me up on Instagram at designhertravel. Send me a DM. Let me know that you've heard this episode and let me know how you are playing tourist in your own little part of the world. Until next time, my friends, thank you so much for showing up and listening to this episode. I know that there are so many things in life that you could be doing right now, and so it means a lot to me that you're here. There are so many more episodes coming your way. So if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to review and follow us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you know someone who might like to hear it, please share. Those little acts of kindness mean a lot and help more than you know. I appreciate your time and getting the opportunity to share this moment. I'd love to hear more from you. I'd love to connect, so reach out on social. You can find me on Instagram at seafaringwanderer. That's SEAFARINGWANDERER. And then you can join our Facebook group at Design Her Travel Podcast. I would love to connect, hear more from you. Let me know what you'd like to hear more of, places you'd like to hear about, and things you'd like to know how to do when designing your life. So thank you, everyone, and I'll be back soon.